Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Moriah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
And Regina, by now most of us have seen that first ever photo of a black hole. It was created with a very precise coordination of images from 8 telescopes around the world. It's a technique known as interferometry. This is pretty technical stuff, but I wonder if you could give us a basic explanation of how interferometry works.
Yeah, sure. As you mentioned, probably most people have seen this image by now and, maybe haven't been super impressed. It's a little fuzzy and whatnot, but the important thing to keep in mind is that we're looking at something that is 55 million light years away and is about the size of our solar system. And so, you know, in order to do that, you need really, really high resolution. And essentially, the only way you can get that kind of resolution is to have a telescope that has a diameter on the order of the size of the entire Earth. And of course, it's impossible for us to create a single dish that is the size of the Earth. But it turns out, using this technique called interferometry, they're actually able to coordinate observations of these radio dishes that are located all across the world. And the technique is basically you have those different radio dishes observe the source at the same time and then record that data, including very precise timing and very precise recording equipment, and then are able to send all of that data to a single correlator that is then able to effectively give you the results as if you had one giant telescope dish. Of course, it's difficult because you have to coordinate observing between these 8 different sites around the world. They all have to have good weather at the same time. They all have to be looking, you know, in the same direction at exactly the same time.
Also, Regina, we know that the Apollo astronauts left many footprints on the moon, but they also left behind bags of poop. Now, 50 years later, scientists are saying that we should go back to the moon to see if it survived.
Yeah, this is very interesting. And you might, first of all, wonder why they even would do that. It turns out, you know, the astronauts actually brought back a lot of moon rocks. And of course, weight was a big issue for all of these missions. And so the astronauts actually left a lot of stuff in terms of old equipment that they didn't need anymore, these bags of poop, things that they just didn't really need to bring back with them. And so people eventually realized that maybe these bags of poop are actually quite interesting because human waste can actually be up to about 50% bacteria by mass. So, you know, it's now kind of an interesting question as to whether or not any of that bacteria or microbial life has actually survived in these bags left on the surface of the moon.
Another moon story, Regina, scientists now know that when meteoroids strike the moon, they shoot up streams of water vapor up into the lunar atmosphere. I think most people may assume that the moon contains no water at all. So how is this possible?
That's right. And in fact, most people probably don't think of the moon as having an atmosphere at all. There is a very, very thin, what's called exosphere. So there is some gas molecules, but not nearly enough to be called what we would call an atmosphere similar to here on Earth. And so it turns out a couple of years ago, NASA had a mission that was orbiting around the moon to look for this very, very thin, thin exosphere and also to measure the dust that was kicked up in it. And they were actually able with this mission to detect every once in a while an increase in water vapor. And they were able to correlate that with meteoroids that were actually striking the surface of the moon and penetrating down into the top few centimeters or so of the moon. And underneath, a couple centimeters down, there's actually water that's tied up in the rocks. And so these meteoroids were actually kind of stirring up that dust and water vapor. And then this NASA mission was actually able to detect that.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Moriah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.